Well, we watch as the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic continues to shift across the globe. Now the US is expected to soon be the worst hit country. And the outbreak there is concentrated in New York State, where close to 300 people have already died from the virus and 30,000 people are infected. Nationwide, more than 50,000 Americans have the virus. In the city that never sleeps, life has been brought to a halt, with New Yorkers now confined to their apartments. Fleur Wood is a former fashion designer, an Australian who now lives in New York City. Fleur, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks for having me.
You're in lockdown with your kids. You've lived in New York City for 7 years now. How dramatically and how quickly did life in New York change?
Look, it really happened overnight. And what was interesting is how quickly New Yorkers accepted it. Our school closed down. We're in our second week of school closures. And, you know, it all happened pretty fast, overnight almost.
So what's life like, daily life like now in total lockdown? Do you go out for anything? Are you allowed to go out to the shops to get your groceries? Can you go for a cup of coffee?
So, yeah, we can go out and get groceries. We can go to medical appointments. We can go for a walk to get daily exercise. People are still bike riding, but you have to maintain social distance. Having said that, it's very, very quiet out on the streets. Not many people are going out. I think people realize how serious this is and, you know, are really, really, for the most part, following the guidelines.
I think I saw something in passing this morning suggesting some Manhattan streets have been closed off to cars to allow foot traffic and people to keep social distancing because it's obviously, in normal times, very crowded on Manhattan streets.
That's right. That's right. So I think they are going to close some streets down for pedestrians to have more access. But it's amazing how busy you are at home, homeschooling two kids. So it's not exactly quiet either.
No. How is that going? Because many Australians are now looking at anticipating that. How are you going? Are you trying to homeschool? What are you doing with the kids?
So, look, I think it depends how old your children are. You know, I have a second grader and a third grader, and they need a lot of support and need a lot of supervision. So friends with older kids that are in high school, they're kind of off and away and managing themselves. And again, there's a lot of variance between different schools. So our school has been very proactive. They've set up online classrooms. Our kids are having live classes. They've got work being assigned to them. And, you know, it's kind of almost like a full school day for them, which has been really great, I think, they've had a lot of connection with other classmates, with their teachers, and I think that's been really important. But not all schools have been able to manage that or been able to pull that off.
Donald Trump just said yesterday he wants the American economy to be reopened in a matter of weeks. He says he wants the church pews full on Easter Sunday. How did that message go down in New York City where so many people are exposed to the virus?
I think to most New Yorkers, Cuomo, the governor here, seems to be leading the effort, and that's who people are listening to and that's who people are following. I think Donald Trump, like a lot of the things that he says, that people is just kind of in one ear and out the other. And I don't think he's in touch with what's really going on here.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. We're speaking with Fleur Wood. She's an Australian who lives in New York. We've spoken to you before. Fleur, you're the founder of a group called Adds Up, which has been supporting refugees resettled from Manus Island and Nauru to the United States. How has the spread of the coronavirus impacted those refugees? Are you in touch with them?
We are. And I mean, thank goodness we did start up. I mean, the reason we founded Adds Up, which, you know, stands for Aussie Diaspora Steps Up, was to create a safety network for these refugees when they arrived. And obviously, you know, we had no idea of the crisis that would face them when they arrive. It's a cruel irony. We've got a couple of hundred refugees arriving at the moment, and they're going to arrive here and go straight into shutdown. So their chances of finding jobs, you know, are or next to none. There's millions of people going into unemployment now. And you know, refugees at all these times are always the most vulnerable people.
Are the people that arrive there from Manus, for instance, do they have access to health and welfare services?
So when you first arrive, you get 3 months support. But what we've found for the most part is that support is not enough to really help these people. And then we've also got 700 refugees who are no longer qualified for support, so they're on their own. And these 700 people are the first people who should lose their jobs. So they're the ones who are working in malls, they're working in food courts, they're cleaners, they're drivers, and they're the first people to lose their jobs. So we've been inundated with these refugees reaching out to us saying, I can't pay my rent this month. I haven't got food, or I've got my children at home and I've got no resources to educate them or to keep them entertained. What do I do with my kids?
Sure.
So we're inundated with refugees needing help right now.
Okay. Fleur, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck to you and your family as you're locked down there during the for the duration, whatever that might be. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Fleur Wood, an Australian living in New York City and founder of the Adds Up Refugee Network. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 5 minutes to 9.